It's a wonderland.
Well, how happy are you with our winter wonderland? It's not officially winter yet, but we have seen our share of winter weather in Wisconsin and around the country, even around the world. What's going on in the atmosphere, and what is the long-term forecast for this winter anyway? Good morning, I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 8 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Monday, December 16th. And here's a question for you. Are you happy to have the snow and the cold this early? Or are you hoping for a December thaw? Will the snow hang around for Christmas? Will we be getting any more? And how about the below normal temperatures that the entire country has been seeing recently, except maybe for darn Florida? Even Egypt gets snow for the first time in more than 100-some years. So what are your questions? What are your feelings about the weather this winter? Or almost winter. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on our Facebook page at The Joy Cardine Show or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Our guest is Michael Morgan, a professor in the Department of Atmospheric and Oceanic Sciences at UW-Madison and the director of the Division of Atmospheric and Geospace Sciences at the National Science Foundation. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy.
So what kind of weather are you experiencing right now? Are you in Washington right now?
Yes, I'm in Washington, actually in Arlington, Virginia, and it's chilly. It's been cold. We've had a little bit of snow this winter, and I think the total snowfall we've seen in the last week and a half equals about what I've seen since for the last 3 years or so out here.
Yes.
So it's actually been a little bit early snowfall around here, much more a little bit in the northern Maryland area, but it's been just a little bit below normal here temperature-wise.
Yeah, I guess we forget, but I saw a map last week that showed the entire country just, like even Southern California in the 40s and all over the country, it just seemed colder than normal. Down south, they were getting ice storms and snow, and somebody was joking around and made it a meme that said it's National Hate Florida Day.
Because, okay, I saw that.
Because Florida was the only state that had like 80s.
Yeah, with the exception of the southeastern United States, particularly basically Florida, the extreme southeastern part of the United States, it's been below normal over much of the country, and it's been pretty extensive the cold spell. In fact, when the cold spell first started, it was colder than any day, if you average over the entire continental United States, including Florida, colder than any day last winter.
Wow.
So this has been something that's been abnormally cold.
What's going on? Why is this happening?
Well, as we've had these conversations before, it's one of the tough things to do in the middle of a particular weather event is to sort of attribute it to particular effects. But broadly speaking, it's associated with a slight displacement of the normal polar vortex, which is up over the pole, just a little bit to the south and to the east of it over northeastern Canada. And that's helped shunt some of the really cold air that's been developing over eastern Asia and west and far northwestern North America down across the lower 48. And that's really what's given the cold. And the interesting thing that we're sort of beginning to watch, I'm sort of curious about, is you mentioned the ice storms that have affected parts of the southern part of the United States. There's been a fairly active southern stream, or the southern, what we call the subtropical jet, that's been a little bit more active than we've seen in the past few winters, and that's actually helped with some precipitation, easing some of the really dry conditions over the southwestern and southern United States, and that could spell some more icy weather for parts of the southeast and even the Midwest later on this winter.
Okay, so do we know from whatever the models and the jet stream and the whatever how long this is going to last?
Well, unfortunately for the cold, it looks like when you look at the sort of dynamical models that carry the forecast out for at least the next couple weeks, we're going to be pretty much locked in. We'll see a slight easing in the upper Midwest in temperatures this week, and then we're going to get back to some bitter cold again by Saturday, Sunday, Monday. It's going to feel much colder than it even has been before until this point. And there's a threat of some snow as well early next week. But yeah. For the but when you look at the entire seasonal outlook for the for December, January, February, or even January, February, March, it looks like we're going to be sort of on the edge between sort of equal chances for being above normal and below normal. The threat for the coldest temperatures, according to the Climate Prediction Center, is really going to be for below normal temperatures over the northern plains and above normal temperatures of the southwestern United States, with much of the rest of the country being about normal. And for precipitation, we're going to be normal to slightly possibly above normal. So that could bode for a slightly snowier winter for the upper Midwest.
All right. So below normal temps, maybe above normal snow for Wisconsin is what
right.
the long-term forecast is calling for. So then I know that you mentioned that there's going to be a slight warm-up this week, and I noticed that on our statewide weather forecast that it's we even have the possibility of like freezing rain on Thursday, which that's even worse than snow.
Oh yeah, I think driving conditions could be quite hazardous on Thursday into Friday morning. And actually, I'm going to be back in Wisconsin for some time later on this week, and I've been watching that very carefully. The possibility of some freezing rain, and that's no fun.
No, not at all. But that's not going to, as far as we can tell, is it still pretty likely that we're going to have a white Christmas this year?
I think the northern part of the state that already has some, good snow cover is going to obviously maintain, I think it's very likely going to maintain that. There is the potential for sort of a late, early next week, a potential of a significant storm moving through the southern Midwest. I've been looking at some computer models this morning, and the track of the storm and the GFS, which is our global forecast system run by NOAA, the National Weather Service, that takes the storm well to our south, and so not much of a threat. The ECWF, which some of your listeners might have heard that at times can be a little bit better at the longer ranges, is suggesting that that storm might be a little bit further to the north, closer to the southern part of our state in terms of its precipitation shield. So I would say for sort of a fresh, really nice, fresh new snow cover early next week, there's a threat of that. But pretty much what you have on the ground right now will slowly be subsiding. But I think most areas will probably have a decent shot, at least a bit of light snow between now and Christmas Day.
We're talking with Michael Morgan. He's a professor in the Department of Atmospheric and Oceanic Sciences at UW-Madison. He's also the director of the Division of Atmospheric and Geospace Sciences at the National Science Foundation. And we are talking about our winter weather forecast for Wisconsin, and we're broadening that to look at the rest of the country and even the world. We have had some slightly unusual in terms of below normal temperatures and snowfall, and we are welcoming your questions, and we're welcoming your opinion of winter so far, even though winter doesn't officially start until Saturday. Are you excited by snow and cold, or are you already thinking about spring? 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. We welcome your weather-related questions as well, here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.
Shoveling. Just me and my dad. We're shoveling, shoveling, shoveling all night long.
So, how do you like the shoveling so far this winter? We are talking about winter weather, and we are welcoming your weather-related questions and your feelings about this season. Are you happy to have the snow and cold? We've been hit with our share of snow already this season and cold temperatures over the past few weeks, and it's not even officially winter yet. What are your thoughts about this? What are your questions? 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Our guest is Michael Morgan, professor in the Department of Atmospheric and Oceanic Sciences at UW-Madison. And our first caller is Scott in Milwaukee. Hello, Scott.
Hey, how's it going?
Pretty good. You love this weather?
Well, I was saying that facetiously.
Okay.
Well, yeah. I work outside, and yeah, it's cold. And it's the one good thing is it gets rid of some germs.
Well, all right. Well, do you have to work outside today?
I do.
Well, good luck. It is going to be cold, but it's going to warm up. So you really don't love this this weather?
Nah, not really. I mean, I like, you know, 30 is nice, but yeah, this is ridiculous. It's you can't get anything done. Nothing wants to start. Yeah.
Yeah. We'll be talking about what to do to protect yourself in the dangerous winter weather conditions coming up, by the way, after 6:30, after the 6:30 news. We'll have someone in from the Wisconsin Department of Emergency Government to talk about that. And Michael Morgan, it can be dangerous, dangerously cold. I don't know if, I think 18 below sounds dangerously cold to me.
Oh, yeah, I think certainly hyperthermia, the risk of hyperthermia is a big risk. Anytime it gets, we get into this time of the year, that coupled with some strong winds, which you're not really experiencing today, but when you get some of those significant winter storms with the winds winding up and the temperatures, in the 20s and below, it can get not just uncomfortable, but really dangerous to be outdoors. But as you mentioned in the forecast, things are moderating for this week, and then we'll kind of drop back to a little bit below normal early next week.
Gary on Facebook says, this is due to the Al Gore effect. As soon as someone looks at a short-term trend and declares it to be an impending catastrophe, the statistical averages catch up with them and they end up looking like a fool. I think he's trying to say that because it's cold and snowy, that disproves global warming or climate change. I think that's what he's trying to say. Can you talk about what climate change has to do with this, if anything?
Well, I would say it's going to be very difficult to attribute any of the weather that we've seen recently over the last several years. I mean, we've seen some, what people use the term extreme weather, and extreme really depends on the eye of the beholder. But attributing any of these events or current cold right now to climate change is a dangerous thing to do because, frankly, the signals that we might expect to see, we'd like to look at changes in frequency and also the magnitude of some of these weather events. And it may be several more years, if not decades, before we can begin to firmly root particular weather events to a changing climate if we have to look at a really long-term record. It doesn't disprove it at all. I mean, if you look at the, again, global average temperatures as an example over the last, last several decades, they've definitely been going up, there's no dispute there about that. But trying to attribute individual weather events to climate change, I think, is a proposition I wouldn't be willing to do, and I think most of the scientific community would say that's difficult. People are beginning to develop techniques to try to do that attribution, but to say that on a sustained basis, everything we're seeing right now is because of this changing climate, is inappropriate.
I'm Joy Cardine talking with Michael Morgan for the next 5 minutes or so. He is a professor in the Department of Atmospheric and Oceanic Sciences at UW-Madison. And we are talking about what's happening with our early winter weather and what the longer-term forecast has in store for the state. And he's here to also answer any of your weather-related questions. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. And let us know if you're looking forward to this winter. Are you a fan of winter weather, and is this just right as far as you're concerned? Or are you already waiting for spring? Dan in Drummond is with us next. Hello, Dan.
Hello. My comment is this. For the last 15 to 20 years, our winters have been extremely warm, extremely different and all that. And I believe what this winter is just a regular, normal winter. Because I've seen it in the past where December has been extremely cold just like this. And, in fact, I remember one year when from when we hit January 1st, it never got below 20 below or 20 above. I never got, the lowest was 20, and I saw it go up to 32 and no snow from January 1st until April 1st. And it's just a normal, normal winter.
So this is what we should expect, not the... I guess Dan is saying we've been spoiled. We've had some warmer winters recently.
Yeah. He's largely correct. I mean, if you look, we've had a string of relatively warm winters over the last couple of decades, and that's part of a trend that's certainly been noted. But if you look sort of historically over the record, yeah, we're, you know, the weather we've had in the last actually couple months, if you go back to November, starting in November, we had a trend in temperatures over the state of Wisconsin, not just in Madison, but over the state, that have been below normal. But, you know, some winters are going to be cold, some are going to be warm. If you look at our snowfall over Madison, Milwaukee, Green Bay, just about where we should be in terms of our 30-year average. If you go to the, you know, sort of to the western part of the state, Eau Claire, La Crosse, those, they're a little bit below normal in terms of snowfall. But temperatures generally over the state have been below normal the last month and a half or so. So, you know, this is not uncommon. It's not, it's below norm. It's below our climatological average, but it's not out of the realm of things we would expect during this time of the year.
Yeah. I didn't ask you specifically about, and I don't know if you're, if you know exactly what happened with the, just that big snowfall last week in the Middle East. There was like 3 feet of snow in Jerusalem. And, you know, snow closed roads and covered the pyramids or whatever. I mean, it was what was happening there?
For Jerusalem to get snow, I think partly because of elevation, they're a little bit colder than some other parts of the Middle East that experience snow. Cairo saw snow. Some people are estimating for the first time in about 100 years or so, and that was just associated with sort of an anomalously strong weather system that moved in across the Mediterranean and helped drag down both cold air, and there's some instability in the atmosphere that created convective snows. And that's what's, I believe, I haven't looked carefully at the maps, but from, you know, seeing discussions from colleagues about this, those are some aspects of that. Just a side note, you know, I think there's this picture that people have been posting on the web of the Sphinx covered in snow.
Right, that was a fake, wasn't it?
Yeah, and that was it actually turns out to be a picture from Japan where they have a miniature version of the Sphinx. And so that was not really, that was kind of a goofy picture. I'm not sure what the right term for that is, but it's not, that wasn't a real picture.
Yeah, so are we going to, is there any indication, we said already that there was going to be probably below normal temperatures for this region, according to the long-term forecast for the winter, and it was a 50-50 chance as to whether the snow would be above or below normal. Is that right?
Right. So the temperatures in the, I would say, for the next month or so, looks like we're locked in to be below normal. For the extending beyond that for this winter, it's about 50-50. I would say sort of equal chances is what the Climate Prediction Center says for our temperatures to be below normal, above normal, so probably a normal temperature for the winter, and I think a slightly above normal chance of precipitation. Mm-hmm. I think that would, you know, the way I would interpret that is probably a snowier winter. Average snowfall for Madison and the lower part of the state is about 50.2 inches. That's the 30-year average.
Now, the United States Department of Agriculture said that 2013 was a year of weather extremes in Wisconsin. We had unusual cold and drought and heavy rain at different times of the year. How does this stack up against what we usually get in our final minute? We only have a
right,
minute
you mean
to
in terms of just what's happened this past year?
Yeah.
I wish I could say more about that. I haven't looked at those numbers and I didn't see the report, so I can't say. But I think we're, you know, as we end the year, we're, you know, our precipitation amounts have begun to go back up a little bit, which is good certainly for the farming interests as you go into next spring. Hopefully, we can keep the precipitation continuing. But I really don't know that report. So I'm
well, we wish you safe travels when you come back to Wisconsin with the possibility of this freezing rain at the end of the week. Hopefully you will have safe traveling. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you very much. Thanks for the opportunity.
Michael Morgan, professor in the Department of Atmospheric and Oceanic Sciences at UW-Madison. He's also the director of the Division of Atmospheric and Geospace Sciences at the National Science Foundation. We will talk about preparing ourselves for dangerous winter weather coming up after we check the latest news. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. Let it snow, let it snow.